奉主耶稣圣名啊，继续来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us continue to study the gospel.
今天下午来谈我们在上的母亲。
This afternoon, our topic is a mother who is above.
我们在地上啊，有生我们肉体生命的父亲跟母亲。
So on earth, we have a physical mother and father. 啊。
所以我们每个人都是被妈妈生下来的。
And every one of us is born of a mother.
我们现在在这个信仰里面，我们有一个共同的父亲在天上，是天父真神。
But as Christians, we have a heavenly Father above who is the true God.
主耶稣他教导我们祷告，他祷告文，第一句话就说，我们在天上的父。
Jesus taught us how to pray, and in the Lord's Prayer, the very first statement is, Our Father who art in heaven.
所以我们现在每一个人都有一个父亲，就是我们的真神在天上看着我们。
So you see that every one of us have a heavenly Father, the true God, who watches over us.
那一般来说，我们就比较少说，我们在天上有一个母亲。
And we much more rarely say that we have a mother above.
但是其实我们看圣经，我们有一个共同有一个母亲，特别是今天我们真相信耶稣的人。
But if we study the Bible carefully, we can see that we do have a mother above, especially those of us who are Christians.
我们今天信耶稣的人，表面上好像是我们来选择，我们经过这样选，我现在加入这个教会。
So as Christians, it appears on the surface that we have a choice, that we chose between different churches and religions, and we chose to go to this church.
好像说我们认识神，我们现在认识耶稣了。
Like we know God and we know Jesus Christ.
但其实不是这样子啊。
But in actuality, this is not it.
如果不是主耶稣先认识我们，我们绝对不认识不了他。
If Jesus Christ does not know us first, then we would not know him.
来看加太书第四章。
That's now flipped to Galatians chapter 4.
加太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
我们读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
加太书四章第八节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节说，但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
For formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods.
我们今天如果不是认识耶稣基督哈，我们许多人是拜偶像的，真的是成为那些假神的奴仆。
If we did not know God, we are worshiping the false idols, which actually are false gods.
那对当时的犹太人来说，他们没有。信耶稣以前，他们是成为律法的奴仆。
And for the Jews, before they know God, they were slaves to the law.
第九节说，现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
But now, verse 9, that you know God, or rather are known by God,How is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles?
这里就特别强调说，现在信认识神是一个生命的转捩点。
So knowing God is a turning point in life.
就是接下去我们侍奉的就不是这些懦弱无用的，或是虚无的假神，或者是没有办法真的是给人生命的律法。
That means, after we know God, we are no longer slaves to those meek and miserable and false gods, or slaves to the law.
那其实圣经说是神认识我们。
It is God who knows us.
就是说我们是被动的被主所呼召，被主所拣选，进入他里面的。
We were chosen and we were called out by God to go to Him.
那这个就是一个恩典。
This is a grace.
所以，如果我们今天说有做什么好，我们付出什么努力啊，去说我得到了啊，就好像我应得的嘛，因为我付出努力，我好的表现行为。
So today, sometimes we work very hard to get something, and it's like we get it because we're good. We work so hard at it.
圣经说，如果做工得工价，那是应当的。
The Bible said it is, of course, it is that you get the price for the work you do.
啊，但是如果没有做工就得到的，这个叫做恩典。
But if you do not work for it and you get it, then that is called grace.
今天我们能够认识神，其实这个是恩典。
Today we're able to know Jesus, and that is a grace.
因为是主耶稣来寻找我们。
Because it is Jesus Christ Himself who came to find us.
那他用他的爱来吸引呼召我们。
He used His love to attract us to Him.
那我们现在是属耶稣的人，属神的，敬拜神的。
So now we belong to Jesus. We are God's people.
那我们成为神的儿女了。
We are now the sons and daughters of God.
就不再是奴仆了。
We are no longer slaves.
所以第三章的第二十六节就说，我们现在因为信耶稣基督，就成为神的儿子。
So in chapter 3 verse 26, it says, we acknowledge Christ, so now we're all sons of God.
那既然是儿子，就是承受产业的，所以将来就是有盼望的。
We are sons of God, therefore we are heirs, and we have hope for the future.
但是当主耶稣他还没有来到以前，啊，我们每一个人其实都被看守在神所设定的这个范围，就是律法底下。
So before Jesus Christ came, we are all locked into the law.
所以在加太书里面，他就一直强调说，律法它有一个功用，就是在耶稣基督来以前，它很重要的。
There's a tool for the law, and that is, it is very important before Jesus Christ comes.
那所以他就说，律法是训蒙的师父，是在教导我们的。
The law is to teach us.
好，那第四节说，第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4, it says.
但是等到时候满足了，那神就差他的儿子啊，为女子所生，生在律法以下。
But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law.
第五节说，要把律法以下人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
To redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
说时候满足，表示说神的这个救恩啊，它是有一个计划，有一步一步在进行的过程。
So that's when the time had fully come. So you could see God's salvation plan had different stages.
所以旧约的时候，你看神其实就已经在准备耶稣基督要来到的这个所有的环境跟预备人的心。
So you see in the Old Testament, God was preparing for the time for Jesus Christ to come and preparing the man's heart.
特别是当主耶稣要出现以前，你看圣经说神就派了这个施洗约翰啊，在耶稣前面打先锋。
Particularly before the birth of Jesus Christ, God sent John the Baptist to prepare a way for the Lord.
那特别是要准备人的心，因为悔改。
To prepare people's hearts for repentance.
好，那所以这个时候满足表示说这个救恩哈是有计划的。
When the time has come, and that means this salvation has a plan.
那神差遣他的儿子啊，就是耶稣基督啊，来到人间。
God sent His Son, who is Jesus Christ, among humans. Among us.
那主耶稣他也是被女子所生。
Jesus Christ is also born of a woman.
啊，所以耶稣基督是由玛利亚在还没有被娶进去以前，借着圣灵先怀孕生下来的。
So Mary, before she was wedded, was conceived Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣基督被女子所生，生在律法以下。
And she was born of a woman born under the law.
那表示说，主耶稣他出生那个时候，你看他的家庭，就是他的生他的妈妈，那他的成长的家庭，他们都在律法底下，都是守律法的人。
So he was born of a woman, and his mother and his family lived under the law.
那个时候，你看。那个祭司圣殿都还存在，他们要洁净啊，要赎罪，一样带这个牛羊啊，到圣殿里面按律法的规定 献上来赎罪、啊、得洁净。
And at that time, there was still the high priest and the temple, and they were still offering sin offerings and gold offerings with animals sacrifice.
所以主他生在律法以下，表示说他一生下来也是照着律法所说的在过生活的。
So he was born under the law, and he lived his life under the law.
他的出生第八天，他的父母亲呢就要把他带到圣殿里面去感谢，然后献上感谢祭。第八天他要行割礼。
On the eighth day, his mother brought him to the temple and offered offerings of thanksgiving and also had him circumcised.
好，那这个就是主耶稣是被女子所生，生在律法以下的。
So this is what it is meant by Jesus was born under a woman, born under the law.
那这里有一个目的，他说要把在律法以下的人把他赎出来。
And the goal of this is to redeem those under the law.
那这个在律法以下就是今天我们每一个世人。
Those under the law are every one of us.
要把它赎出来表示要付代价。
We're going to redeem, meaning they have to pay a price.
那我们都是罪人，现在要赎出来表示说要付上生命的代价，要流血才有办法赎出来。
We are all sinners, so in order to redeem us, the price is the shedding of blood.
所以最后耶稣基督就按着这个神所预告的，神所预言的，及他自己所事先跟门徒说的，他被钉在十字架上流血。
So at the end, Jesus Christ, in accordance to what he prophesied to his disciples, was crucified on the cross.
然后要叫我们得到儿子的名分，就是我们今天在耶稣基督里面的人，在他的宝血里面被赦罪的，我们就成为神的儿子。
And we were given the rights of the sons because we are washed in his blood and we were given the inheritance as sons.
那所以呢我们就是借着耶稣基督现在成为儿子的，成为这个神所认定的义人了。
So under Jesus Christ, we are considered a son and a righteous person.
那既然是儿子，那接下来加上去又有一层的恩典，就是现在要领受这个应许的圣灵。
We are sons, and in addition to this grace, we're receiving the promised Holy Spirit.
所以第六节说，
So in verse 6,
你们既然为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba Father.
所以这里就让我们知道说，我们今天在耶稣基督里面不但是有一个名字，就是说称为神的儿子，我们现在还有实际领受神的灵，这个就是圣灵，然后让我们真的有这个神的灵，就称为属神的人，是生命上联系在一起的。
So now we not only have a name of a son, we also have a spirit in us, the spirit who calls God Father.
那罗马书特别说，如果我们今天没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。
In Romans it says that if we do not have the Spirit of God, then we do not belong to Christ.
我们看一下这一节第八章，罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
这是为什么？这个是连在一起的整个救恩里面的一环。
So this is how it is all connected together.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章，我们先来读一下第九节。
Let's first look at verse 9.
第八章第九节说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. For the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
现在我们既然是儿子，你看现在神是圣灵进入我们心里面。
We are the sons, and God sent His Spirit to live in us.
那这个圣灵如果进入，你会讲灵言，这个就是凭据。
When the Holy Spirit enters into us, we can speak in tongues, and that is the proof.
所以祷告要讲灵言。
So when you pray, you will speak in tongues.
那这样有这个神的灵，他说证明就是属基督的人。
It signifies that we have God's Spirit and that we are Christians. We belong to God.
那所以圣灵很重要。
So it is very important to receive the Holy Spirit.
这为什么保罗他强调说我们是借圣灵入门的？因为这个圣灵让我们肯定说我们现在是属神，有一个印记是不一样的，跟世人不一样。
So that is why Paul says the Holy Spirit is a door, it's a seal on us to signify that we are different.
好，我们现在看罗马书八章的第十五节。
Let's now look at Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
我们中文哈、哦、把它翻作那个奴仆的心或者是儿子的心，其实它原来的意思都是奴仆的灵或儿子的灵。
So in the Chinese it says a slave's heart, but actually it's really supposed to be a slave spirit.
所以我们今天既然是儿子，我们现在领受的是儿子的灵，就是耶稣基督的灵，我们现在可以称这位天上的神为阿爸父。
We receive the spirit of sonship or the spirit of Christ. That is why we can call Abba Father.
那第十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
所以这个圣灵同证跟我们的心同证，跟我们现在所领受这个救恩一起证明说我们是属神的。
So
这是证据了。
The Holy Spirit testified. This is the testimony that we are God's children.
那既然是神的儿女，我们看第十七节。
And since we are the children of God, let's look at verse 17.
既是儿女，便是后世啊，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
那这个后世表示说我们是可以承受产业的。
Heirs means you can receive an inheritance.
然后他又说我们可以跟神一同得荣耀。
And that we can receive and share in the glory.
那这个就是将来在天国的盼望，就是主所应许的这个永生。
It is the hope that we have, the eternal life we hope for in the future.
好，那所以现在这里就让我们看到说，这个整个主耶稣拯救我们这个过程，其实就是借着教会来执行的。
So this process of Jesus Christ rescuing us, saving us, is through the church.
就是保罗在罗马书里面所讲的这一些道理，跟在加太所讲的道理，其实是借着教会来。实践来实行。
So all the truth in Romans and Galatians all speak that to the fact that the church is through the church that this can be accomplished.
好，那我们现在再看回来加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
刚才我们读到了第七节嘛哈。
We just finished verse 7.
一样，他说：“从此可见，从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子；既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。”
So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
那这里就这一直在强调说，我们今天是属神的人哦，是有盼望的。
So this emphasizes that we belong to God and we have hope.
那其实保罗他要强调是说，我们今天在基督里面，我们现在身份不一样，我们也得到释放，不再受到这个律法 的这个束缚，好像在做奴隶一般。
So what Paul wants to emphasize is now we have received Christ, we are no longer a slave, we are no longer bound.
那这个就是第九节那里说的懦弱无用的小学。
It is what written in verse 9, bound to the weak and miserable principle.
律法。他只是让我们知罪，但是他没有办法给我们力量。
The law knows, let us know that we are sinning, but it does not give us the strength.
我们如果知道自己有罪，我们只是害怕，但是没有办法脱离。
If we know we sinned, we are fearful, but we have no way to escape the sin.
那可是当时候，这个有人在传不一样的福音哦，就把那原本很单纯的信仰把它搞乱了。
But someone else was preaching a different gospel then and mixed up the message, the very simple message.
那搞乱的就是说，好像光是靠耶稣基督不够，还要去守律法，这样的一个错误的教导。
A false teaching that taught them they it is not enough just to have believe in Jesus, but that you also need to follow the law.
那当时候， 保罗作为一个传道人，他非常的担忧这样的一个现象，如果继续下去的话，这个整个教会可能就变质了，他们就离开了这个福音的福气了。
So Paul as a preacher was very concerned about this matter that this would actually lead them to stray from the gospel, from the truth.
我们知道那个信仰如果有错误的教导一点点你可能就整团发起来，就全部走偏了。
So we know that even if there's a very small wrong teaching in the faith, it can ferment and just lead a person astray.
这个保罗 他之前在写他在写更多前书的时候，他还说那个一点点的面笑如果放进去了，很快就整团就发起来。
Paul, in writing 1 Corinthians, also said, it just takes a little bit of yeast before the whole dough is fermented.
这句话我们常常看，我们再读一下《哥林多前书》第五章。
We read this verse often, so let's take a look. 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
哥林多前书五章六节。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
他说：“你们这个自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗
？”6, your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough?
好，那这个表示说，当时候这个哥林多前书五章，它的那个重点是说，教会里面有允许这个淫乱的事情发生。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it was talking about how there was sexual immorality in the church.
那教会事实上是被主耶稣基督呼召出来的人，他现在要追求的是圣洁完全。
And the church was called out by Jesus Christ and should be pursuing purity.
那可是当时候的教会他们那个行为甚至比外邦人还糟糕啊。
But you could see that the ways of the church was even worse than the Gentiles.
比如说他就指出了第五章的第一节。
For example, in verse 1,
他说有淫乱的事情，有人收了他的继母，就是有人娶了他的继母为妻了。
So a man has his father's wife.
那这个是在律法里面严严禁止的，这是外邦人的风俗，怎么会再出现在主的门徒当中呢？
And it was not allowed under the law, and yet it is occurring within church.
我们之前在读利未记十八章。
Previously, we're reading Leviticus in Leviticus chapter 18.
特别强调说，这个是乱伦的事情是不可以行的。
It specially emphasized that these are sexual immoralities that should not happen.
这就是这个没有信神的人拜偶像人的风俗习惯，你不可以跟随的。
It is a custom of those who worship idols and other gods, and you should not follow them.
可是当时候他们哇，所以以为自己这样子心胸很开放哇，什么都可以很自由，什么都可以行了。
But at that time, they felt that they had freedom to do anything that they want.
那保罗就特别写信跟他们订正说，这是错误的。
But Paul wrote a letter to tell them that this is wrong.
告诉他们说，一点点面笑可能让整团发起来就变成败坏。
A little yeast can ferment the whole dough, and the whole dough would have to be thrown away.
但是现在我们是一个新团，就是我们的价值观念、我们的对错的观念，都是要按照神的吩咐，这是新的，没有完全没有罪的。
We are a new dough that should not have any type of sin and should go according to the laws by Jesus.
那当时候教会他们有人这样子做他们还很自豪说，你看我们很自由。
And some of the members were even boasting of what they did about how free they were.
那保罗说什么？
What did Paul say?
我们现在如果看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
一样的五章十一节说，如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的、贪婪的、拜偶像的、辱骂的、醉酒的、勒索的，这样人不可跟他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可以啊。
Verse 11, but now I'm writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat.
那表示说要跟这样的人分别出去的。
Meaning you must separate yourself out from such men.
那不要一起吃饭，表示说你不要跟他做朋友，好像他所做的你就认可他。
Don't even eat with him, meaning don't even become friends with such a man.
他最后的指示是说要把这样的行淫乱的人把他赶出去。
In fact, you should expel this man out.
是因为他们这样做还 不知道错，还要自以为很自夸，接着说这样子很好。
They do not even know that they're doing wrong, but are boasting about it as if it was a good thing.
那因为这一群是一个属神的新的生命，圣洁的。
This group of people have new life and belongs to Christ.
不容许这些罪恶在当中发酵，然后去影响其他人。
And should not allow this type of sin to fester and spread throughout the people.
这是教会里面有这些淫乱的行为在蔓延的当下，保罗特别的指示。
This is what Paul especially pointed out, the sexual immoralities within the congregation.
那其实是已经误用了主耶稣基督所带给我们的自由跟恩典，放纵情欲。
It is misusing the freedom and the way, the ways that Jesus Christ has given us.
现在看回来。加太书第五章。
Now look at Galatians chapter 5.
加太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
我们来读啊第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
加太书五章第七节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 7.
你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
You are running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
第八节，这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you.
第九节，一点面笑能使全团都发起来。
9. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough.
第十节，我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。
10. I'm confident in the Lord that you would take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be.
11节，弟兄们，我们若能就传割礼，为什么还要受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
11. Brothers, if I'm still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished.
12节，恨不得那扰乱你们的人把自己割绝了。
As for these agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves.
那个第十二节，那个把自己割绝了哈，就是把自己阉割了。
He was hoping at the sea at the end that they would emasculate themselves.
把自己把它啊分开出去。
To cut themselves off by themselves.
那这里就强调，就让我们了解说，当时候在传守律法的人哈。他们造成多么大的影响。
So you could see that these people who were preaching they need to obey the law had a lot of influence.
那保罗他作为一个传道人，他的立场是多么坚定。
And how firm Paul was as a preacher.
那他也看出来说这个一点点的错误可能会让整团都发起来，就是整个全部败坏。
And he could see that such a little fault could actually work through the whole congregation and stumble everyone.
因为这就是把信仰最根本的那个基础把它挖掉了。
Because it is abolishing the very fundamental of their faith.
十字架讨厌的地方是什么？
What is the truth of the gospel?
十字架讨厌的地方就是当时候有许多犹太人，他们认为耶稣是破坏律法的人。
The cross was that a lot of Jews felt that Jesus was destroying the law.
他们认为他们所传统认为的这个律法能够让他们被称义，这个观点他们一直都放不掉。
And they could not let go of the concept that obeying the law would make them righteous.
他们也不认为说这个救恩是要给其他的非犹太人。
And they did not feel that this salvation can go to the Gentiles.
那所以十字架在当时候是羞辱的记号。
So the cross was a symbol of embarrassment.
你看十字架是特别为罪人所预备的。
For the cross was specially made for sinners.
主耶稣最后是被钉十字架的。
And Jesus Christ at the end was crucified on the cross.
他们当时候，你看主耶稣跟在传福音的时候。跟谁对抗最厉害？就是这些坚守律法的法利赛人。
who were the most persistent enemies against Jesus? And they were the Pharisees, those who are strict adherents to the law.
所以保罗才说，我如果能够传割礼，说守律法很重要，我根本就不会 被逼迫，也 不会被讨厌。
So Paul said, if I'm still preaching about circumcision, then I would not be persecuted. No one would hate me.
但是现在，他说他要对这些人讲重话，就是传一直在传割礼，传守律法的人。你看主那个保罗讲的非常的绝对，很严厉。
He was very firm, very absolute about the teaching regarding circumcision.
那他很期待弟兄姐妹他们都能够怀一个纯一干净的心对耶稣基督。
And that they would return to the heart they have toward Jesus Christ.
因为我们这个救恩，这个救恩是出于信心，就是主耶稣基督应许的这个恩典呢。
The salvation comes from faith. That is, Jesus Christ gave us the salvation.
就是相信耶稣基督的救赎。
Meaning that to believe in Him as a Savior.
我们今天不是靠自己的行为可以被称义的。
We are not called righteous because of our actions.
所以第五章第六节说。
So in chapter 5 verse 6,
在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
这个信心会让我们生出爱心来的。
This faith will give birth to love.
所以爱心的基础是信心。
So the basis of love is faith.
今天有时候我们爱心不足，原因就是因为我们的信心不够强。
Sometimes our love is insufficient because our faith is still not strong enough.
我们如果爱心不足，其实要下功夫在信心上追求的。
So if our love is not enough, we need to put more effort into increasing our faith.
这样的爱心才有根基，而且才能久。
That type of love would have roots and it can be last a long time.
就像主耶稣，你看他爱门徒哦，爱到底。
Just like Jesus Christ, who loved his disciples till the end.
那是因为主耶稣基督，你看他所传的这个福音，真的是要改变我们生命的。他自己本身就是一个榜样。
Jesus Christ spread a gospel that to change our life, and he himself was a living example.
他爱没有改变。
His love never changed.
在爱里面，他受苦都不会害怕的。
And even in suffering, he was not scared.
好，所以。保罗他说，其实现在信心是最重要，我们要了解这个道理。
So Paul says faith is the most important, and we must realize this concept.
那他要建立这个教会的信心呢，他是花上好多的精神、时间、心力下去的。
And he put a lot of time, effort, and strength into building to the faith of the church.
很多祷告
，lots of prayers.
很多的教导
，a lot of teachings.
我们如果看回来第四章。
If we turn back to chapter 4,
保罗就对那些传那个异端，就是传不一样教导人，哇，很生气的。
He was very angry at those who preached a different message in the gospel.
你看第四章的第七节、十七节。
If we look at chapter 4, verse 17,
四章十七节，那些人热心待你们不是好意哦。是要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。
Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may be zealous for them.
十八节说，在善事上常用热心待人，原是好的，但却不单我与你们同在的时候才这样子。
18. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, and not just when I'm with you.
保罗他现在把这个真理传给。教导要修正他们的错误，反而被加太教会的人讨厌了。
So Paul was trying to correct the Galatians, but now the Galatians actually hated him.
但是他们对那些传错误教导的、那些传异端的人却又很好、很热心呢。
But they were very zealous toward these people who were preaching heresies and false messages.
爱错人了。
You see, they loved the wrong.
真的要爱的他们去讨厌了。
He really loved them, but they hated him back.
那他们应该要隔绝的，要把他赶出去的，他们反而很热心的接待他们呢。
And those people they should cut off entirely. They actually welcomed them with open arms.
就好像整个那个 那个眼睛哦瞎了一般呢。
You see, it's as if their eyes are blind.
搞不清楚状况了。
They do not understand the situation.
把那个要搅扰他们，让他们离开这个福音真理的，把他当作贵宾来对待。
They treated so zealously to the ones who are leading them astray from the truth.
那这个时候，保罗他的心情是写在第十九节。
So you see, verse 19, Paul wrote his heart feeling here.
我小子们啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you.
我们知道妈妈要生孩子啊，每一个生产都是生命的一个大挑战啊。
Mom is about to give birth, it is a life battle, and it is a battle of suffering.
啊，你那个妈妈生产这个是很痛苦啊。
It is painful to go through childbirth.
不小心可能就没命了。
If you're not careful, you might lose your life.
啊，所以这个为什么说孩子如果不孝顺母亲啊，真的是，人家说天诛地灭啊，应该的。
So if a child does not obey his parents, then
因为如果没有妈妈愿意承受这个生产的苦难呢，那怎么会有这个生命
？For if a mom is not willing to go through the suffering, how would there be such a life？
啊，所以一般来说哈，如果自己当过母亲的，或是当过父母亲的，我看做父亲的看过那个妻子生产的时候那个痛苦哈，哇，那他那个观念就不一样了。
So a person who has become a mother or maybe a husband who sees his wife undergoing labor would change his concept.
那所以为什么说我们今天如果成长的然后成熟的人，那也有自己的走过的人生的经历，就会觉得说父母亲很伟大。
So those who have walked through life's experiences and know more will realize how great their parents are.
那保罗他现在把福音传给加太的信徒已经好像把他生出来一次了。
So Paul had preached the gospel to Galatians, and that was like him giving birth to them.
那现在他们从这个原始的这个道理里面偏离了。
But now they have wandered astray from the original gospel.
被这些错误的教导混乱了。
Led astray by these false teachings.
保罗说：“我为你们再受生产之苦，第二次受苦。”
So Paul said, "I am in childbirth again with you."
要等到基督成形在你们心里。
Until Christ is formed in you.
那表示说，现在生下来之外呢，还要让这个道理哈，一直建立到真的明白说，为什么说我现在生命是属耶稣基督的，不再是我自己的。
To have them in childbirth until they realize why it is that we say that our life belongs to Christ and our life does not belong to us.
那这个就是保罗他做一个牧者，好像有母亲的心怀一样。
So you see, Paul is like a mother with a heart of a mother.
那所以他用他自己做例子，他当时候劝勉弟兄姐妹们。
Using himself as an example, he tried to encourage the brothers and sisters then.
第十二节
Verse 12,
弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样。
I plead with you, brothers, become like me, for I became like you.
你们一点都没有亏负我。
You have done me no wrong.
你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因为身体有病啊。
As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you.
那你们也为我的身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，我也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。
Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself.
这个就是大家都是真心在相待的，互相帮助。
You see, everyone treat each other with sincerity.
这就是一个在灵里面的沟通团契。
It is a spiritual communication in the spirit.
保罗很期待弟兄姐妹，他们都能够这样子维持这样子一个很单纯的信心，彼此相爱的，像他一样的。
They have sustained such a simple faith of loving each other.
那保罗他自己对主耶稣的拣选非常有感动的。
And Paul himself was very moved by the chosen of God.
他本来是逼迫耶稣的人。
For before he persecuted God.
但是他现在被拣选了。
But now he has been chosen.
成为福音的使者。
And he is now a fighter for the gospel.
所以二章的第二十节他说。
So in 二章，
第二章二十节
，Chapter 2 verse 20 it says,
我跟基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
所以他整个生命是为基督而活。
So you see his life, he lived it for Christ.
为基督而活表示说他是关心弟兄姐妹的。
Living for Christ means he cares about the brothers and sisters.
他关心的是教会。
He cares about the church.
他就不再关心他自己的这些福祉而已。
He does not care about himself.
那所以保罗他用一个像母亲的心在关心信徒教会啊。
So you see, Paul used a heart of a mother to care about the church.
那显然当时候信徒他们对这个母亲哈、啊，这个属灵的生命好像是从母亲生下来这个过程不了解。
But unfortunately, the believers did not understand the spiritual birth from the spiritual mother.
然后那个就是今天一个福音哈、啊，这个福音就好像一个种子。放在人的心里，慢慢要成熟，最后要把它长大，要生下来一个新的生命。这个就是一个像生产的过程里面所承受的苦难。
So there is a seed of gospel that's planted in people's heart, and it takes time to grow until it is a life that's about to give birth. It takes a time and it is a long process.
那这个整个过程，其实说今天我们教会啊，在成长的过程一样的。
And this type of process is like the process of the church growing.
那加太书第四章，我们先看第二十一节。
That's okay, Galatians chapter 4, verse 21.
现在保罗做一个非常重要的提示。
Now Paul reminds us of a very important fact here.
让我们更进一步了解说，我们除了有天上的父亲之外，我们还有一个母亲。
To remind us that not only do we have a heavenly father, we also have a mother.
第二十一节
，verse 21，
你们这愿意在律法以下人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗
？Tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware of what the law says?
二十二节，因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。
22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman.
好。这个事实上，律法我们中文是点点点是加上去的，就是说亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，这是在创世纪里面我们所看到的故事。
Abraham had two sons, and that we could see in Genesis.
一个是使女生的，就是夏甲生的以实玛利。
One is a slave woman, Ishmael by Hagar.
一个是自主之妇人生的啊，就是撒拉所生的以撒。
And the other by a free woman, which is Sarah, who bore Isaac.
好，二十三节。
23.
然而那使你所生的按着血气生的啊，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
His son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way, but his son by the free woman was born as a result of a promise.
那这个故事在创世纪第十六章。
And this story is recorded in Genesis chapter 16.
好，是因为神要让撒拉生孩子的时间还没有到。
Because the time for Sarah to bore a child had not come yet.
那当时候，亚伯拉罕他等不及，他就接受了撒拉的建议，就接纳了这个使女夏甲，从他去生出了一个儿子，就是以实玛利的。
And Abraham could not wait, and he accepted Sarah's proposal to take Hagar and to bore a child through Hagar.
所以从使女所生的是按着血气，就是从人的建议，那从情欲生下来的。
So it was born in the ordinary way by meaning as a result of human thinking and human lust.
好，十三年之后，那自主之妇人所生的是凭应许生的，就是以撒。在亚伯兰一百岁的时候才生下来。
Son by the free woman was born as a result of a promise, and Isaac was born when Abraham was 100.
那时候的撒拉已经九十岁了。
At that time, Sarah was 90.
他们到那个迦南地区，已经经过二十五年。
They were in Canaan for 25 years.
那经过了二十五年之后，神的应许终于实现了。
And God's promise only came true after 25 years.
所以当撒拉生孩子的时候，哇，大家都喜笑，因为实在是没有办法想象，本来不可能的事情，现在竟然发生了。
So when Sarah bore a son, everyone was rejoicing because this was something that was not thinkable, not unfathomable to them.
好，那我们看24节。
Let's look at 24.
这件事情 这都是比方。那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是下甲。
24. These things may be taken figuratively, for the women represented two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar.
好，那第25节。
25.
这下甲二字是指的亚拉伯的西乃山与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因为耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。
Now Hagar stands from Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem because she is in slavery with her children.
26节。
26.
但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母。
But the Jerusalem that is above is free and she is our mother.
我们现在看到这里，这个就是保罗他的解释了。
So this is Paul's explanation here.
那这里面就是有属灵的教训了。
And it has spiritual teachings.
他现在从夏甲跟撒拉这两个亚伯拉，一个是亚伯拉的妾，一个是亚伯拉的妻子所生的孩子，他说这是一个比方，就是一个预言。
So he took Hagar and Sarah, one a concubine, the other wife, figuratively to explain.
他现在生了两个儿子，这两个儿子身份不一样。
Now they bore two sons, and the son have different rights.
在救恩属灵上意义也不一样。
And it also have different meanings.
那我们知道他这里讲的比方其实就是预言的哈。
So this is figuratively speaking.
那这个就是言外之意，意思就是说，如果你只是看表面而已，这个下甲然后是现在的耶路撒冷，那个。自指的妇人是上面的耶路撒冷，这什么意思啊？
So if you look at the surface, it seems confusing. Hagar stand from Mount Sinai, and the other mother is the Jerusalem that is above.
其实他是在借着一个故事来讲出，或者一段描述来讲出属灵的教训。
So through a story, he's telling us a spiritual teaching.
所以保罗他这里说，这个使女生的，这个使女就是代表从血气生下来的。
So,
儿子
the son that's born by the slave woman stands for the flesh.
就是以实玛利。
That's Ishmael. Ishmael.
那他这里他说这个妇人哈，这个妇人所代表就是西乃山，表示这颁布神颁布律法，这个代表律法。
And she responds to the law.
啊，那又是现在的耶路撒冷。
And it is also the present city, Jerusalem.
就是他们是坚守律法的人。
The people who are kept to the law.
那所以下甲代表就是你一直认为要守律法，其实这个最后是变成出于血气。
So Hagar is believing that they have to keep to the law. So it's like the slave woman.
那你如果是下甲所生的儿子，就是最后是成为奴仆。
So that's why if you are the son of Hagar, then in the end you are a slave.
保罗这里把西乃山跟夏甲把它连在一起，这个跟历史的实际记录不一样的。
So he is mounting Mount Sinai with present day Jerusalem, and that is different.
但是这个就是他在属灵里面的解释的。
But this is his spiritual explanation.
那他为的是要对照这个，就是自指妇人，就是撒拉所生的儿女。
And he's doing this to contrast with the children from Sarah.
就是应许生的。
This is child born of a promise.
就是神已经应许亚伯拉罕跟应许撒拉，他要生儿子，生个儿子。
That God has promised Abraham and Sarah that she will bore a son.
他要等待，时间到了，这个儿子就要出现。所以神事先取名字取以撒，就是喜笑的意思。
They have to wait for a period of time before this can occur, and she named him Isaac because that means.
那这个儿子既然是应许生的，就是要承受产业的。
This Isaac was born of a promise, so then he has inheritance.
那生下以撒的这个自指的妇人就是撒拉，她说是在上的耶路撒冷。
And the mom who bore Isaac is the free woman, and she is Sarah, a Jerusalem that is above and free.
就是她所生的儿女就是。是神的儿子，是要承受产业，是自由的，不是做奴仆的。
The sons and daughters she bore is free; they are not slaves, and they will receive an inheritance.
那这个自指的妇人在上的耶路撒冷就是我们的母亲。
And this free woman in Jerusalem that is above free is our mother.
那这个就是今天的真教会。
And this is the true church today.
啊，所以我们今天哈，为什么说我们洗礼哈，我们就好像是从水里面重生，其实借着教会而生下来的神的儿女。
So today we are born again when we receive baptism, but it is through the church that we are born again.
所以特别强调这个应许生的。就是借着这个自子妇人，就是应许生下的儿女。
This is a promised birth by the free woman.
所以我们今天哈，有一个母亲，就是我们的教会。
So today we have a mother, and that is our church.
在上的耶路撒冷。
It is the Jerusalem that's free and above.
这是神的城。
This is God's city.
那这个城是荣耀的。
And this city is glorious.
那我们今天如果是了解这个道理，我们就会爱我们的教会了。
Today, if we understand this concept, then we will love our church.
爱我们的教会就好像爱我们的母亲一样。
Loving our church is like loving our mother.
啊，今天我们如果不是有教会哈，我们的生活可能完全不一样。
Today, if we do not have our church, then our lives will be totally different.
你看，现在一个家哈，如果妈妈在照顾哈，那个孩子就很幸福。
If there is a mother and taking care of the house, the kids are very fortunate.
今天我们属灵的生命，如果有教会哈在关心我们哈，我们也很幸福。
Likewise, today in our spiritual life, if we have a church to be concerned over us, then we are also very fortunate.
那既然是教会是我们的母亲哈，是属灵，是永存在天上的。
So the church is our mother and it's everlasting and it's in heaven.
她，我们就要关心她。
We need to take care of this church.
那我们要听从呢。
And we need to listen.
好，那现在来看一下第二十八节。
Now let's look at verse 20.
他特别强调说，弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女的，如同以撒一样的。
Now you brothers like Isaac are children of promise.
二十九，当时候按着血气生的逼迫，那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
At that time, the son born in the ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of the spirit. It's
not
the same now.
也就是当时候那个要坚守律法的人哦，去逼迫那些愿意顺服真理、顺服福音的人。
It's just like those who want to keep the law are persecuting those who are free.
啊，我们今天按着圣灵生的，就是从主耶稣基督得到自由，得到新生命，这是神的儿女。
Those who are born by the Spirit have received the Holy Spirit and are free.
那按着血气的，就是一直坚持要守律法的人。
And those who are born the ordinary way are those born under the law and want to keep the law.
啊，但是最后哈，这个自子妇人所生的是被保留着，而且是可以承受产业的。
But the one born of the free woman will stay and will have inheritance.
好，我们看第三十一节，弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，是自主妇人的儿女了。
Therefore, brothers, in 31, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman.
我们今天教会哈，让我们在基督里面得到新生命了。
Today in church, through Christ, we are receiving a new life.
洗礼是在教会里面执行主耶稣基督赦罪的大水洗而。我们才得到新生命。
Baptism is conducted by the church, and through Jesus Christ, we receive forgiveness of our sins.
这个教会是基督的心腹。
So you could see that this church is the new spouse of Christ.
那就是我们的母亲。
Also as our mother.
那我们共同来爱护她。
So let us love the church.
所以我们要常常想到教会。
So we should frequently think about the church.
哎，我们除了来教会聚会之外，我们还要想到说，我还能够为教会做什么。
Besides just coming to service in the church, we have to think, what else can I do for church?
啊，我们如果成熟的人，我们都会想到我们的父母亲呢。
Those who are mature would think often of our parents.
让我们都能够成为神所爱的儿女。
Let us all become beloved children of God.
我们孝顺父母亲，我们尊敬我们的天父，我们同时会爱我们的教会。
We respect our parents, and we should also love our God in heaven and our church.
愿我们都能够明白这样教会的这个真理，让我们一起来持守它。
May we all understand the truth about the church, and may we all work to keep it.
一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
174首。
174.